I saw my father running toward me. I became frightened all of a sudden. What's the matter? Out of breath, he could hardly open his mouth.
Me too. Me too. They told me to stay behind in the camp.
They had written down his number without his being aware of it.
What will happen?
I asked in anguish. But it was he who tried to reassure me.
It isn't certain yet. There's still a chance of escape. They're going to do another selection today. A decisive selection.
I was silent. He felt that his time was short. He spoke quickly. He would have liked to say so many things. His speech grew confused. His voice choked. He knew that I would have to go in a few moments. He would have to stay behind alone, so very alone.
Look, take this knife, he said to me. I don't need it any longer. It might be useful to you. And take this spoon as well. Don't sell them. Quickly, go on, take what I'm giving you.
The inheritance.
Don't talk like that, Father.
I felt that I would break into sobs.
I don't want you to say that. Keep the spoon and knife. You need them as much as I do. We shall see each other again this evening after work.
He looked at me with his tired eyes, veiled with despair. He went on,
I'm asking this of you. Take them. Do as I ask, my son. We have no time. Do as your father asks.
Our capo yelled that we should start. The unit set out toward the camp gate, left, right. I bit my lips. My father had stayed by the block, leaning against the wall. Then he began to run to catch up with us. Perhaps he had forgotten something he wanted to say.